That's the voice of Maeve McKinnon from the Scottish Isle of Barra, welcoming me to Poetry Boo number 7. She was singing an old Gaelic folk song called Alan Dane, which simply means dark alum, brown alum. It's the song of a lady mourning her love who's been lost at sea. And I'm going to read tonight a version of the same story that I wrote over 10 years ago now, the Alan Dunn story. And at the time I was thinking about two things. One was the Great Eyemouth fishing disaster, which I'd come across, I think it was 1891, where almost the whole adult male population of Eyemouth was lost at sea, tragically with their families watching from the shore helpless. And I was also at the time reading versions of stories like Alan Dunn by a great Scottish literary figure who looms a little unknown out of the 19th century, the Reverend Kenneth MacLeod from the Isle of Gea. He was the minister there and he collected Scottish folk tales. His version of the Alan Dunn story has the beautiful line, "May God bedew thy soul with what I got from thee of sweet caresses." And this is my version. It was published a number of years later in Chapman, which is Scotland's literary magazine. And I was very pleased to get it in there. So this is Alan Dunn. "O Alan, where do you lie, wrapped in foam white as an alb? Your pillow a mermaid's purse, on a bed of kale and unseen gorse, deep with the gold of the sea. O Alan Dunn, who can comfort me? The seals keep watch on the younger souls that fell from the Hurker rocks. Their mothers still watch from the doors, seeing them never make the shore as only 5 of 50 rode the storm. O Alan Dunn, I do not have a home. Will you talk with them now, Alan dear, as we in the smallest hours, with the 50 boats anchoring dreams of other towns, and your head on my breast like a boy in the harbour? O Alan Dunn, one must lose another. Pray for me, Alan, to the God of your place. I do not leave more orphans for our race whose fathers are washed ashore like shells, and the breakers all have stories to tell of heartaches and loves heard in the sound. O Alan Dunn, there's sorrow in my hand. O Alan Dunn, let me wander and find."